Episode 8, Sublime States. The southern night was rapidly descending on the coastal village, bringing with it the long-anticipated coolness. The orange sunset painted the sky with bright spots and mixed with the mysterious blue twilight. But soon the sun went below the horizon, pulling dark shimmering matter over the sky. You need only lift your head up and peer into the universe, shimmering with cold light, for it to immediately take your breath away. Eve, a short student with soft features and an upturned nose, involuntarily froze in a daze, admiring the bottomless depth of space. Distant points of stars formed into constellations, and again broke up into hundreds, thousands of lights. The girl suddenly felt like a small but integral part of an infinite space, permeated with vibrating waves of energy. There was an amazing beauty and harmony in all this. Eve suddenly felt a fresh wind from the sea on her skin, heard the lapping of surf waves, even though the beach was at least 200 meters away from her. But distances were not important right now. For a moment, the girl became that very sea wave, and at the same time, a grain of sand on the shore, lifted by the invisible force of the tide, dragging her along on the crest of the wave, and forcefully throwing her back to the shore. She was the light of the distant stars, and at the same time, the reflections of the fire and the shadow dancing on the wall. She felt like a part of God, felt the unconditional love that permeated everything, and she was overwhelmed by a wave of emotion so strong that tears came to her eyes. The keeper of the knowledge looked at the student, and instantly sensing her state, smiled paternally. He was standing near a gazebo covered with vines, and looked thoughtfully at the fire. The other students sat side by side, forming a circle. "Beloved teacher, why do we cry when we experience sublime emotions?" Eve asked, hastily dabbing her eyes with the back of her hand, as if she was ashamed of her tears. "If emotions affect our soul, then tears often appear along with them. But it is good. Do not forbid yourself to cry." "Really?" the girl asked with sincere surprise. "But I thought that tears reflect our grief, despondency, negative feelings, that if you cry it means you show your weakness." "Society has accustomed us to the fact that it is bad and shameful to cry," the sage calmly explained. "But in fact, it is not so. If a sublime emotion touches our soul, then it is possible and even necessary to cry. That is good, because when we cry, it means that there is purification, and the soul, on the contrary, is freed from negativity." "So when any emotion overwhelms you, it can't stay inside you and pours out in tears?" Eve asked. "Yes, that is right," the teacher confirmed. "There is a connection between tears and strong emotions, and it does not matter whether they are positive or negative." After looking at the student standing next to him, he paused his gaze at another student, who leaned forward slightly, demonstrating a desire to ask her a question. She was the complete opposite of Eve, a tall, austere blonde, with high cheekbones and an aristocratic profile. "At one of the seminars, I heard that the reverse side of resentment is grace," she began. "So in order to get rid of resentment, one must strive for grace?" Yes, Tatiana. All negative emotions have a reverse side, the Keeper of the Knowledge nodded. And it often happens that they transform. For example, fear can turn into awareness. But it doesn't happen just like that, does it? The student asked. What needs to be done to make this transformation happen? Yes, indeed, something should be done, the Keeper of the Knowledge nodded. We have to work on this, that is, observe this negative emotion. We need to be aware of what is happening to us. For example, if we are offended, we should say to ourselves, "Now I feel offended." And then we have to monitor our feelings, understand how they change. When we observe our emotional state for a very long time, we begin to distance ourselves from this very offense. At the same time, we stop identifying ourselves and our feelings, and the energy of the negative emotion changes its quality. This is how grace comes. And does this happen with any negative emotion? A brown-eyed skinny guy clarified, throwing another portion of dry twigs into the fire. That is right. If we observe it, if we do not identify with it, it begins to change its quality and turns into its opposite, into a sublime emotion. Having received the sage's answer, the guy nodded with satisfaction and, taking a large stick, touched up the burning twigs with it. Bright streaks of sparks immediately shot up. Beloved teacher, he began again, concentrating on his question, addressing the sage with respect and awe, I saw that repentance is best obtained after meditation, since there are no fussy thoughts that usually distract. Then I remember who I really am, but I wonder why. Sublime emotions are just emotions, after all. Why does meditation have such an effect on repentance? When a person is fussing, how can he experience sublime emotions? The teacher asked a counter question, and after being silent for a few seconds, he himself began to answer it. For you need to come to rest, and when a person does this, then only he can evoke some emotions in himself. And if he fusses, starts doing one thing then another, it is difficult for him to tune in. Any tuning starts with calming down. Teacher, and you talked about a state of pure selflessness, said another student, a middle-aged woman with a stern face and short brown hair gathered in a low ponytail. How can we learn this state? How can we awaken it in ourselves in relation to people? We must think what this selflessness is needed for, the Keeper of the Knowledge replied, and looked at the student carefully, as if he wanted to look deep into the soul through her eyes, touch it with the warmth of his gaze, kindling the divine light of all-encompassing love inside. Irina, do you understand why you need this? Under the teacher's gaze, the woman's face transformed and began to shine from within. Without selflessness, I will remain in the same state. I will degrade, Irina said, without taking her eyes off the keeper. I need selflessness. I know that I should be stricter about myself and show more diligence. The teacher smiled and nodded. Yes, but to make it easier, we need to imagine how it will help people. What can your selflessness give them? This image is very useful. It awakens the right emotion in us. Then we can act. A lot depends on our state of mind. The most important thing to understand is the right state of mind. The sage stressed these words with intonation and paused to make sure that the student correctly understood them. If there is the right state of mind, then there is the right action. The lights of understanding flashed in Irina's eyes. That is, if we just mechanically start acting without any tuning, then will we remain in the same state? She asked. Yes, the sage answered unequivocally. Therefore, you need to tune in the morning, every day. Imagine how selfless and active we will be today, that we will manage everything, we will cope with everything. That is when everything will work out. Irina looked at the sage with gratitude, and it was clear that she was already charged with the right energy for doing good deeds, for activity and creation. Meanwhile, another question was already being asked. Teacher, and how can we constantly develop? A very young black-haired girl asked. With each seminar, I feel that I am learning new knowledge, that I am getting better, more aware of myself. But after 2 weeks, everything begins to slide back to the old self-image. Good question, Alina, said the keeper of the knowledge. The fact that you feel this is already a big step forward. It is natural for a person to be lazy, to indulge himself. And when he allows himself to relax, he returns to the same old road. To prevent this from happening, we must constantly make efforts. Every little effort makes us more perfect, helps us develop. The teacher's voice sounded smooth and friendly, and there was a calm confidence in it, a strength that was so necessary for the students. They listened to him with bated breath, afraid to miss a word. This is a small step that we climb to go up. If we do not make efforts and tune in properly, then we will not develop. But instead, we will begin to degrade. It is our conscious efforts that begin to develop the will. Teacher, and what helps not to lose the connection with the teaching on our spiritual path? Asked an intelligent-looking man with neat glasses. You see, the process of waking up, dying, and being born is painful. Not everyone is able to withstand it. It's scary to lose this connection. He spoke abruptly, pausing every now and then, trying to convey the essence of his question as accurately as possible. Yes, Maxim, you are right. It is very difficult. A person is afraid to make efforts, the keeper of the knowledge replied. He does not want to develop. The old parts of the I tend to live in the old way, but there are different ways to help yourself. Make a promise that I will not eat until I do, for example, a meditation or practice. That will help. Then the lazy part of our I will start tossing and turning. It will be uncomfortable for it to refuse food, and so we will have the energy to do something. What other ways are there? Asked the student. Do I understand correctly that we can make different vows to ourselves? Which ones will work better? We need to find the right keys to ourselves. Ask yourself, what will turn me on? What will help me enter the right sublime state? You can make various vows to yourself. You can say, until I do this, I will not eat and drink. I will deprive myself of something very pleasant. And then, we will get the power to do it. The power to defeat ourselves. Our instinctive center is inert. It does not want to give us energy. On the contrary, it wants to save it, but if it has not eaten, it starts to move immediately, and there is energy and activity at once. Thank you, teacher, Maxim said with sincere gratitude. Now a lot has become clearer. He stepped back a little, giving others the opportunity to speak out and ask new questions. "And how else can you experience sublime states?" Eve asks suddenly. "In various ways," the Keeper of the Knowledge answered, and after a pause began to list. "For example, to sing divine chants, to pray, to listen to the right music, to do practices, to do good deeds, to contemplate nature, to go to places of power. Then we will have the power to defeat the negative parts of our I." The teacher was silent for a while, giving the students time to perceive the knowledge, to realize it, to pass it through themselves. "And you can also recite divine poems," said the keeper. And all the students were all ears again, anticipating another spiritual experience. And then the teacher spoke again, expressively and succinctly. With each new line, his voice sounded louder, the pure energy of light, love, and divine grace vibrated in it. "Days are streaming past, life expires on. Should you here stand and the woe be gone? What is trembling for, much away from God? Shivery of fate, and with terror sod. Bluish of the sea, by the end of day, water me a thrill, waving all the way. Mount tops around thereat in snow, direct your sight at where my friend belongs. Desert is the world, all I am and one, standing in the calm, vanishing in it. All I used to love will a smoking run to suppressing flame and the burning pit. Everything will burn by the flaming dawn, with the day again less a gloomy mist. Soon am I to say, feeling cause to mourn, something to a dad at a praying feast. Silvering aloft was a fall of snow, such as all your life on the common go. Do it or undo, shall you be depressed, through the dusk, as if mentally at rest. If again in talk, do explain for what. Further I am in what is it my lot. Tell me who will give me a saving chance."
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.